What is up, OGs? Welcome back to another episode of the OG Sessions Podcast. Episode 94 going down today. And of course, I am joined by my brother, Joey Allen.
Yo, what's up,
Joey Allen, how you feeling, brother?
Feeling good. Happy to be here as always.
Happy to have you in the building today. Thanks, man. It's a beautiful day outside, so as soon as we get done with this, you know we're going to be hitting the gym. Hitting the gym all week.
We've been working out a lot lately, actually. How are you feeling? Are you feeling sore?
I am, but I'm not as sore as I was the first day.
Everything hurts.
Everything does constantly hurt, but not like it did the first. I mean, we've done, I guess, three of each workout now since we've been fully back doing it full time. Because for the people that don't know, we kind of took like a month off.
Longer than that for me.
Okay, well, for me, it was technically just a month off. Yeah. Like, you kind of got, you know, you had stuff going on, so you kind of hopped out of it for a little bit. But then I was still kind of steady going. It still wasn't an everyday thing. It was more of like a every, you know, take a day
good
off.
Maintenance.
Like, maintenance kind of thing. And I wasn't really going heavy or nothing. Obviously, when it's just me in there, I don't want to be the motivation isn't really there as much. Obviously, when you got your buddy there, like, fucking screaming, let's fucking,
right. You know what I mean? Calling you a pussy for not hitting that last rep.
No, literally. Yeah. Like, that, it kind of does fire me up. And, So, I'm glad to be back in it, though, man. 3 weeks, I think it's been since we've been, like, steady back
in it. And you've
been
implementing this new thing, the 10x10. It don't matter. Like, you just, like, say it's leg day or, like, a chest day. He'll do a 10x10 set. And yesterday we did 10x10 on incline dumbbells. That shit sucks.
I couldn't even. I think we, the last 10, I only got 3 reps. I couldn't even do a full 10 because my chest was so shot. And then what I liked about us, the way we did it yesterday, was we started off with that. So then, like, as soon as we finished with that, I mean, as soon as we were done with that workout, like, my chest is already shot.
It's pumped,
and then, and so then when you go to do the rest of the movements, you're, like, already, you're just kind of adding to it and breaking it down even more.
Yeah.
Before, we did it at the end of the workout, and I felt like it was way harder to get through it because.
Yeah. I wonder if it's better to do it before or after.
I kind of feel like, personally, it's probably better to do it after, but you get that pump quicker if you do it before.
Yeah, true. Well, I like it. And so, since we're talking about being sore, you want to talk about creatine? Because I've been thinking about creatine a lot.
Dude.
And I used to do it, but I haven't done it in like 4 or 5 years. And when I did it, I felt like an animal.
So I've heard good and bad things about creatine. Like, I don't know a ton about it, but I do know that it gives you a crazy pump, tons of energy when you're in the gym. The one downside is you have to drink a shit ton of water, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but why is that a downside? Well, you should drink water anyways.
100%. I'm not down in it. I'm not dissing that.
But I will say I don't drink enough water. I definitely don't drink enough water.
Definitely don't. And for the people that watch this podcast, they know that I'm kind of hooked on the Red Bulls right now. So if I'm having like 2 Red Bulls a day and then you get on some creatine, like, bro, I can only imagine what that's going
to
do.
You need to drink like 3 gallons of water.
Yeah.
Balance that shit out. No, I think we should try it though. There's this creatine monohydrate is like the one that I would get on. It's like, there's a monohydrate and a different like hydrate, whatever, but the monohydrate is like a powder. And then you do like a creatine loading for like 3 weeks and then it's in your body and you just drink a shitload of water. People say it's water weight and like you get fat, but.
But you're drinking the creatine like every day before you go to the gym or after?
Doesn't matter. Just get it in. Because you have to load it into your body.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so like you don't get like a pump if you do it 30 minutes before.
Okay, I got. So it's not like a pre-workout type thing.
No. There are pre-workouts that have creatine in it, but it's not like it doesn't do anything. Like the only like you feel better because you have the endurance once you're like loaded with creatine.
Yeah, we should definitely get on that or at least just look into it because.
Oh, I've looked into it and we're getting it. I mean, there's.
Okay, well then we should do
creatine's it. Creatine's like the most studied thing in the workout industry.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's healthy.
I thought it was kind of a newer thing.
Hell no.
Really? Okay.
Creatine is something you get from like red meats and shit, but you would have to eat like 500 steaks to get.
Okay, got you. I see.
Yeah, so it's a natural thing. You just got to drink a lot of water.
Dude, I think we should get on it.
Let's do it.
Is it expensive?
Hell no. For like 50 fucking servings, it's $20. Not even.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah. Dude, we should definitely get on that. You want to jump into win of the week?
Let's do it.
Let's get this shit started. Win of the week, ladies and gentlemen, episode 94. Joe, you want to start us off?
Let me go first. It's a good one. So, and it did happen this week. It's when anybody comments on your slides and calls them jail slides. I love that shit. And it's happened quite a few times.
I hate you for this.
It makes me so happy. I love your slides. I think they're great. They're comfy. I've tried them on. They're wonderful.
But I like the trend. I like that.
I love it.
I know. I kind of like it too. It's like, it's kind of like the like best way to hate on the pod.
I know.
In a sense. You know what I mean? Like
calling your slides jail slides.
Dude, honestly, I mean, I love that they go with the studio. Like they're the exact shade of orange. Just like everything else we have in the studio.
And a jumpsuit.
Facts.
So shout out to everybody who's ever. Say it right now. Call them jail slides. Them things. Straight from the county.
I fuck with them, bro. Fuck with them hard.
What's your win of the week?
My win of the week, and I did have some earlier this week, is banana bread.
At work, dude?
No, not at work.
I know, I'm just saying. There's a vine.
You know, oh, no, I've never seen that.
Really?
No.
You've never seen the banana bread at work, dude? It's this guy who freaks out because his boss brought him banana work, and he's like, it's this very viral vine or whatever. You've never seen
really?
That? Yeah, I'll show you after
yeah, this. Okay. Yeah, okay, I need to get on that. I mean, obviously, I was around for the vine days and shit. I used to have vine and was all over it. I don't know how I haven't seen that.
Damn, that's crazy. But do you like banana nut bread or just banana bread?
Oh, any
bread?
Kind, any kind.
Dude. Do you have a preference?
No, not really. I mean, probably banana bread, just regular if you cook it right. But
give me them nuts, pause, no ditty. I just wanted to say that.
That's so wild.
So you haven't seen anybody say that?
No, I've seen so many people say that, but it's like, it's just in that sequence, the way they're like, I need those nuts.
I had to stop you.
I need those nuts. Immediately pause, no ditty. That's hilarious. No, honestly. Banana nut bread is fire too. Either one, I'm chilling. Yeah. You get some melted butter. They're like, put some butter on top of a warm piece of banana nut bread. Dude.
You ever toasted your Pop-Tart and put some butter on that bitch?
Oh, 100%.
That shit's crazy.
Cinnamon roll Pop-Tart.
S'mores.
Okay, s'mores is fire too, but you do a cinnamon roll Pop-Tart, just a little bit of butter. As soon as it comes out the toaster, you just put a little bit of butter on it and it melts into it. Oh. I swear to God, you will go to orbit, bro. The best thing in the world. I swear, my name on Twitter, like for when I first got Twitter, my name was Buttery Pop-Tart.
That's wonderful.
Swear to God. And then I changed it to Spicy Nugget.
Oh, God.
I don't know how I got these names on Twitter, bro. But
because yeah. Nobody's thinking of Buttery Pop-Tart and Spicy Nugget. I mean, Spicy Nugget.
Spicy Nugget, bro. That shit was fire. Yeah. I should have kept with it. I don't know why I let Spicy Nugget go. But no, yeah, I used to do that for sure.
That's funny. That's a good one of the week. Good
yeah,
shit.
Dude, just been anytime like I get the opportunity to get some banana bread because I'm not gonna make banana bread just for myself. You know, it's always like if I go over to like my grandma's house or like you know someone one of my friends has made some banana bread and they got some leftover. Like, dude, I will smash.
See, my mama and my sister love baking, and I will like hide the bananas so they can go bad, and then you have to make the banana bread with the bad bananas. Oh, I'll do it all the time.
That's the way to do it, bro. Yeah. What about banana pudding?
Yeah, I like banana pudding.
Anything bananas you're good with?
Yeah, I'm pretty cool with bananas. But you know what's funny? So grapes, do you like grapes?
Of course, I love
grapes. I hate grape flavoring. Like grape medicine, you would think, you know, grape. Or like grape Kool-Aid, no.
That's interesting because, okay, I see what you're saying. Like grape medicine, I'm not a huge fan of.
But like grape Kool-Aid, do you like? Grape Jolly Ranchers, like I'm not picking that first.
That's actually a good point. I wouldn't pick that first, but I love grapes.
Yeah. Well, they don't taste the same at all.
They actually
like,
don't taste the same.
Grapes and grape flavoring is not the same.
That's a really good point.
But you know what is the same? Bananas and runts. You know, little runt bananas?
No. I know what you're talking about. I've never had them, though. I don't know what they taste like.
I would get, like, a bag of only bananas if I could.
Really?
The bitches are good.
It's a candy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know runts, right?
I've seen them before. I've never actually had one.
Get one.
What is it like, a Jolly Rancher?
No, it's like a hard candy.
Okay.
And it just kind of melt over time, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I would definitely try the banana one if I were to try any of those. Because banana is one of those flavors where, like, all the way around, it usually tastes the same.
Yeah.
That's
but
actually
not grapes.
That's a good point. I like that you brought that up.
Appreciate it.
Because it makes sense. Like, why? But before we end this intro, there is one thing I want to talk about.
What is it?
Me and you have been planning the next On the Road.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the opinion of everyone that's listening to this podcast. What locations do you guys, in particular, want to see us go to for OG Sessions On the Road? As you guys probably know, we did the Asheville one. We did a local one in Jacksonville and spent the day with Jesse Farrell. Mm-hmm. And both of those videos turned out super dope, bro.
Asheville was fun.
Asheville was so much fun, man. And yeah. If you guys haven't seen those, go and check those out. Basically, me and Joey go to a new city. We interview guests in that city. We spend a day with one of the guests that we'll interview from that city or someone that we've previously interviewed that lives in that city now.
Mm-hmm.
And then also promote the pod and then just do cool things in the city to just kind of make the video. Yeah. Make the video more interesting. Have a good time. Me and you love to travel. You know what I mean? Like that's one of our biggest things is like, we just want to get money so that we can travel and go do things and experience life. And this kind of gives us a cool opportunity and a way to get out there, do things like that, but also still be working and still be on our grind. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like honestly the best of both worlds. Cause we both love doing this podcast shit so much. And I feel like whenever we find a cool location to go to, we already have a couple of them in mind. Sidebar, you know what I mean?
Any hints?
I'm not going to drop any hints yet just because the dates aren't fully set in stone.
Yeah.
But we know that just expect for next month for us to be going on the road somewhere. You guys will get that vlog super quick as soon as we do it. So stay tuned. If you're not a Patreon member, obviously Patreon members are going to get that vlog a little bit earlier than the rest of the world. So shout out to all the certified OGs that are on there. But yeah, if you guys have any suggestions or a place where you would in particular like to see us go to, God, I hope some of these people say Vegas, bro. I want to go to Vegas so fucking bad.
We can go to Vegas.
I know. I want to do it so bad.
Let's just go. We don't need them.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we need you guys, but
we do need y'all, but yeah, yeah. Vegas would be fun.
We're going to Vegas.
And then I think a cruise would be fun, the OG Sessions cruise.
Ooh.
That shit would get wild.
Ooh, we might have to do some also, secret sessions there.
Facts. Do you guys want to see us get, like, what are you looking for in these videos as well? You know, do you want to see me and Joey get trashed one of the nights? You know, because that could happen, depending on the location.
I've been dropping the idea, you know.
You really have.
Trying to get drunk on a podcast, you know, but Nick doesn't want to. He's not a drinker. I'm not either, though. I just think it would be fun.
The thing is, I will drink, but it's got to be in the right setting. Like, you know how it goes. I'm not a casual drinker. Me so, either. Like, if we're on the golf course, like, tomorrow me and you are going to play golf, we'll be drinking.
Oh, yeah.
We will definitely be drinking. Yeah. If it's someone's birthday last weekend, Scotty's birthday, obviously we're turning up for our boy Scotty.
I don't know. I feel like we can...
Beach day, pool day, things like that.
Glass of whiskey on a rock, you know.
On a rock.
Just the circle. Not on the rocks, on the rock.
We should do that one day for a secret session. Just get pretty hammered on the podcast one day. Just do it for the people. It would definitely have to be a secret session because sure. It would get wild, you know.
And which is on the Patreon.
For the people that know me and Joey kind of outside of the podcast, we're really close and shit gets fucking wild. You know what I mean? Get a couple drinks at us.
Oh, gosh.
No, but shout out to everyone that is on the Patreon and everyone that's seen the first episode of Secret Sessions. We've got tons of good feedback from that. So it feels good. I like when people enjoy, you know, the things we do on Patreon because we really go all out for our Patreon. But yeah, let's go ahead and jump into this episode, man. I'm super excited for it. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe, like, comment on this episode. Like I said, man, I'm super excited for today's guest. He's an absolute legend. Let's jump right into it.
Let's do it.
What up, OGs, and come on, somebody. Baby, yes, we are here, episode 94 going down, and I'm here with the man himself, Joey Allen.
Yo.
How are you feeling, Joey Allen?
Feeling good.
Man, good to have you in the building today. Huge guest. Very excited for today's guest, man. You know, been trying to set this one up for a minute, and I feel like it's only right because he knows so many people that have already been on the show before. It. So excited for this conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the man himself. He is an on-air producer. He is a host. He is an MC. The man, E.T.
Yeah! Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody, baby. I love that energy, man.
Man, appreciate y'all boys for having me, man. OG chat, OG session. Come on, let's get it.
Dude, I'm excited for this conversation,
yes,
bro.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
You know, I know my dad is very excited for this conversation.
Shout out Pops. What's happening? Y'all should have had Pops up here.
Honestly, dude, for real. He's a Big 10-10 guy.
Yeah.
He's always listened to all the shows on there.
But it's only really one show to listen to,
there's
for real.
There's really only one
show. Well, it's really two. You know, say my first love, but now, you know, I got a new girlfriend. You feel me?
Ooh.
That's how I described it to.
I like
first
it.
Love and then a new girlfriend.
What was the first love?
Jaguars Today.
Okay.
That's where I kind of like found my voice or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then you're introduced to a new girlfriend. That's what the drill is, you feel me? But we'll get into that.
Okay. I like it, man. Yeah. So, you know, I just want to kind of touch base on, you know, your background and whatnot. Are you born and raised Jacksonville?
Born and raised, man, I'm from Clay County.
Word, okay.
Yeah, I'm a big, you know, I shout out Duval all the time because, you know, whenever you go different places and they ask, hey, man, where are you from? I'm from Green Coast Springs. You're like, you from where?
Yeah.
And then you're like, Jacksonville. I'm like, oh, okay. But let's not get it twisted. I'm from Green Coast Springs, Florida.
Okay.
32043 Magnolia Springs Apartment. Come
on.
Let's
go. Let's go, man. I like it. And stay true to your roots, right?
Absolutely.
You know, even if it, and technically that is still Jacksonville.
No, not even close.
No, it's not.
It's not even close.
Really?
Is that Jacksonville? It goes Green Cove. You got like Lake Asbury to your left a little bit. Then you got Middleburg. And then where I live now, I live in Fleming Island. And then there's Orange Park. And then there's Jacksonville.
True. Yeah.
Right. So
there's counties.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even been to Green Coast Springs, for being honest. Everyone that watches the show knows I'm like beach kid.
Yeah. The and beach is like an hour, 10 minutes away from Green Coast. For real, for real.
You got to pack a backpack if you're going
for real.
To
you got to pack a 72-hour pack. For real. Yeah.
That's dope, man. And when you were growing up, man, what did you know that you kind of wanted to do something with radio or do something using your voice?
I always knew that I wanted to be an entertainer. but I never knew what it looked like. Like, I knew I was going to, whether it was TV, whether it was movies, I didn't know what it looked like, but I always knew I was going to be in some form, some fashion of entertainment. And this shit.
Did you go through those motions? Like, did you try other things out until you fell into radio or?
No, it just kind of fell in my lap, man. Really? Networking. I've always been on networking. I've always been good at, like, speaking to people and, like, picking their brains, seeing how they could help me while I'm helping them. And it just kind of fell in my lap for real.
It's cool, too. Like, you kind of had that personality early on where you knew, like, I just want to entertain people. I just want to make people, you know, laugh, happy, do whatever, man. And I feel like me and Joey kind of had a similar, like, aspect of that whenever we started this podcast as well. You know, you kind of just have that, like, energy to you where you're like, I know that people enjoy speaking with me or just enjoy our interaction that we have.
Right.
And, you know, you're definitely one of those guys where you have that skill set. And you're very comfortable. Like, whenever, like, we first met, sometimes you meet a guest and it's like you kind of got to break the ice a little bit, man, or no. Whatever, man. You bring the energy right away, dude. Yeah. I love it.
Actually, I just did an interview and it asked the question. It said, if you're in a room with 100 people, and this is also like an icebreaker question that, like, I bring up to people. If you're in a room and there's 100 people in a room, what would you be the best at? You know, and it makes you think.
That does make you think.
But to me, I was like, I already know off rip. I'm going to be the best at being able to leave a lasting impression. Mm-hmm. Period, point blank, in the story. I know that at the end of the day, if you meet me one time, and then we can meet again 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, you're going to remember who I was. Whether it was because you liked my outfit, I was loud, or like my energy, or our conversation, you're going to remember who I am.
I love that.
Something I always say is, when somebody crack that door open for you, you kick that bad boy down.
Yes.
Period. Point blank.
Dude, I'm ready to run through a brick wall right now. Let's go, dude. I appreciate that. That's fucking dope, man. Yeah. And I mean, that's a huge piece of advice for anybody really that's trying to, like, just do something on their own or just be an entrepreneur or be an artist, because it's like leaving that first, it's also that first impression too. It's like any kind of impression that you have on them, like, you can always kind of recover. If you have a bad first impression, you can kind of recover on that second or third maybe, but if you have a great first impression, like, dude, it is just, man, you know, full speed ahead, all gas, no brakes from there on out.
I'm big on quotes, man. Like, I write quotes down. I follow on Instagram. I follow a lot of quotes pages, whatever it is. And T.I. said something a long time ago. Shout out Tip. Make sure you listen to OG Session Podcast, Tipster.
Yes, sir.
But he said, you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Boom.
You'll never get a second chance to make a first impression. So, and I ain't gonna lie, I done fumbled first impressions before, but you gotta learn from it. I done learned too. It's like, you gotta make that first impression count.
Yeah.
Does your energy depend on the person that you're talking to as well? Like, could it vary depending on?
It,
like,
gotta vary, because you can't count on them every time. Mm-hmm. You can't count on them. It's just almost like your happiness. It ain't up to anybody to make you happy. You gotta make yourself happy. But sometimes people make you happy. It shouldn't be like that, but that's just how it is.
For sure.
So, you know, so it just depends on the situation, and you gotta dictate, you gotta figure out what that is.
I like that. And what do you think is the biggest factor to making a good first impression?
Being yourself.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you're not yourself, if you're somebody else on the first impression,
then you gotta fake it forever.
Then you gotta fake it forever.
That's not true.
You gotta be yourself.
You're gonna fuck up at some point.
At some point. Yeah. Just like if you lie about something to somebody,
you gotta hold that for so long.
Especially if it's somebody who you rock with for real. Yeah. You mean to tell me I gotta hold this forever?
Yeah, nah.
And they gonna catch you in that lie.
So and you ain't rocking with them if you're lying to them like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
So. That's a good point.
So being yourself at all times is that's what I would say.
I like that, man. And then at what point did you kind of get involved with 1010 and Jaguars Today and things like that? I mean, obviously it's, well, you just had your 2-year anniversary not that long ago. Am I right?
2-year anniversary on the drill.
Okay. Got you. I thought that was with the whole company,
man. I've been with 1010 for 6 years.
Oh, good dude, shit. That's dope.
Yeah.
Man.
I've been with 10.
I was going to say, there's no way it's only been like 2 years that I've heard you on the radio.
No. Nah,
like,
so for those who don't know, 1010 XL is it's the flagship station for the Jacksonville Jaguars here in Jacksonville. And I've been on air with them. Shout out to them for allowing me to get on the airwaves. I've been with them for about 6 years. The first show I was on was called Jaguars. It's still called Jaguars Today. And it was through an internship. And that's another gem to all the young boys and girls out there. When you get your internships, you got to make it count. you have to make it count. A lot of people kind of go through the motions. Luckily, like, and I can say this, I made it count because now I'm working with them. So I followed up with 1010, like with a follow up email. Hey, thank you for the opportunity. If there's something that pops up, and like a year and a half later, they emailed me saying a position was open and they wanted me to interview. That interview, let's go back to what I said earlier, was them cracking the door open for me. When I got there, I kicked that door down. You feel me? If you get me in front of you in the interview, man, come on, man.
Yeah. Especially if it's in an industry that you're really like, you really want to be in. Man,
I'm made for this. Yeah, I love it. I'm made for this. So got an interview.
What was that first, that interview like, man?
Were you nervous?
Man, hell yeah. Like everything that I do, like there's always a little bit of butterflies before I go on camera. Before I post a video, there's like a little bit of butterflies, but you just got to do it. And so with that interview, gentleman named Chad Scott, he thought that I would be good with Mike and Tony, and he gave me an opportunity. And it took me about, I ain't gonna lie, it took me about a year or so for me to kind of really get in there. And where I really started is I started doing opens for the Jaguars on 1010 for Jaguars Today. After the Jags would win, I would create an open. And that was like my way of speaking to the city, like my energy, my vibe.
Yeah.
And I would reach out on Twitter. I'm like, man, what instrumental should I use? Like, I use these sound clips. I would use like post-game interview clips. And I would also use pop culture.
That's dope.
So I would reach out to the city. I'm like, man, what y'all want to hear? Like, what should I use to kind of incorporate them into it? Because people like to hear themselves, too. Like, if you hear your voice on the radio,
that was me. Stoked, yeah.
So I would try to, like, incorporate them into it, and it just kind of grew into a thing for real.
Yeah, I love it, man. Well, was there ever any butterflies when you first met Tony Boselli?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
Nah, not really.
Well, are you a Jags fan like that? Like, obviously, you love the Jags.
Big time Jags.
Go Jags, okay, baby.
Just making sure. Go Jags for sure, man. This is definitely a Jags
Duval till we die.
Straight up. 904. Come on, somebody. Duval.
Let's get it, baby. That's a good way to start. We should start doing that every episode.
That's the first time we've done that on here, actually.
Actually, it is. But that's so weird. And I'm that's the one chance. It kind of has grown on me over the years, man. Yeah. Like, at first, it's kind of. I remember when it first popped up, too, and people were really doing the
deal. Let me ask you a question. When did it first pop up for you?
Oh, when it's been a minute. When I had season tickets in, like, 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'd watch the games. On, mm-hmm. Like, I'd watch every Jags game. I was always a big Jags fan, but my dad was a fucking Redskins fan, now the Washington football team, or Commanders fan. And so, dude, growing up, it was like, we're switching between the fucking Jags game and the Redskins game back and forth. And so it was kind of like I would watch the games and stuff, but I wasn't like, he wasn't taking me to all these games. But then we ended up getting season tickets together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you really get that game day experience.
Right.
And you get to see, like, you know, the Duval chants and things like that. So I'd say probably for me, it was 2013.
So, with me, like, I grew up hearing that. And it may not be the person who started it, but it was the person who made it big. They put the exclamation point on it. That's my Eazy-E. From 90, at the time it was 92.7, but now it's 93.3 to beat.
Oh, no way.
And he is who, for me, made it big. And I'm talking when I was a kid. I'm talking when I'm like 8, 9, 10 years old.
What year was this?
8, 9, 10 years old. I'm talking about like 93, 94, 95.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was born in 86. You know what I'm saying? So I was born in 86. And so, you know, growing up, listening to the radio station and Eazy-E on 93.3 to beat. It was his drop. And him and I, we've talked about this before, about the Duval drop. And all he did was, like, he kind of made it his own. He just kind of stretched it out. And it was Duval. And I used that. I used it a lot on 1010.
Yeah.
And he's the one who made it present and made it big for me.
That's dope.
And there's arguments online all the time. And he, you know, he don't really like to talk about it. But, you know, they say they've been doing it before him. But he's the one who made it big for me.
And he's got such a huge audience at that time. Like, if you're on the radio, man. Come on, man.
93.3, 92.7, Jacksonville hip-hop radio station, man.
Yeah. Dude, if you're in Jax, you know about these stations. Absolutely. For sure. I know for me, it was there was a while where I didn't have an aux cord or a Bluetooth in one of the cars I had.
93.3.
So, bro, I'm just switching 106 and 93.3 back and forth, obviously 10 in the morning.
And 106 wasn't even alive. It was just 93.
Oh, that's dope.
And actually, oh, my bad, it was just 92.7. 92.7,
yeah.
92.7 to beat Jams, represent hip-hop and R&B flavor.
Is he still on there?
Absolutely.
Okay, word. Yeah, because so, I was going to say, I still hear those Duval chants.
Yeah, you'll still hear it. So he's on 101.5, I believe now. But yeah, he's still around. That's awesome, still around, bro. Man, doing his thing.
That's cool. And for me, like the Duval chant, it's grown on me so much now. Yeah. Like, it's just, it fires me up, bro.
Do any other cities have a chant like that?
Oh, for sure, bro.
But I mean, as hard as Duval, come on.
Not like that.
Obviously, they have quotes and stuff. Like, they have Vikings have skull or whatever. Skull. Whatever.
So, if we're talking football, like, everybody has their thing, but a chant.
It's not even like it's a football thing, but it's like a Duval thing. Like, if you're from the 904.
You go to different college towns.
Yeah.
I remember growing up going to, like for instance, like, grad night. Grad night 2004, 2003. Or even wherever you're at. That's just what I remember. Just going to grad night, and I hear the guys screaming. Duval
was out there,
it's like a beef. Like, hey, we here.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like we here, and you know, like Miami and Jacksonville always kind of had a thing because we were always like the tough guys, mm-hmm. either Miami or Jacksonville. So, the Jacksonville guys screaming Duval. They're like, yeah, we here. What's up?
Yeah.
And Miami, like, you know, nah, we here. 305. We from the bottom up. You know, and. So it was always a thing like that.
I used to go to Tallahassee all the time, man. And whenever
you're going
to
hear it in Tallahassee. Bro. All the major cities, Duval going to make it known, hey, we ain't here.
I love it.
How they do.
I love it, man. Yeah, I went to, I saw Diplo out there in Tallahassee one time. And the whole show, dude, you just hear these random Duval chants. Like,
I love it.
Every time it was about to drop, they'd start screaming Duval. And you would, I love whenever someone screams, then you also will scream it back. Like, you kind of echo it. And then you've got three other people in other spots. Man.
If you're from Duval, and it don't matter if you hear one person say, dude, you got to.
Yeah,
for sure.
You got to. And you better say it with your chest.
I bet other cities hate it. I think they probably were so annoying.
Oh, my God. Of course, bro. Yeah. Was there ever a guest you had on the Drill or 1010 or Jaguars today where you were kind of starstruck in that moment? Like every fucking guest y'all have on, I would be like, my heart would just be racing just because I've watched this dude play. I feel like I followed some of these guys live so closely just because I'm such a big Jags fan, dude. And
at the end of the day, you got to act like you belong there.
For sure.
So that's kind of always been my mindset, my mentality. But I don't know. There's
got to be somebody.
There's one person, and I talked to this person on the regular. It's like, man, that's big bro, man. That was just crazy. Fred Taylor.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Like, and I talk to him on a regular, like I could text him right now, but still, you know, it's just because I grew up, if you're from Jacksonville, Florida, and you wanted to play football and you wanted to be a running back, you wanted to be nobody other than Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
And then our ties to Florida, the Florida Gators.
Yep.
So Fred Taylor wasn't new when he came to Jacksonville, because if you're from Jacksonville, you had some ties to the Florida Gators.
Yep.
And then, like, Fred was always super cool. Like, the way he wore his pads, like, he would flip his jersey up underneath his pads and his cleats and his visor and just the swag that he carried at Florida.
Just a dog.
You know what I'm saying? And he was raw.
Yeah, he was raw.
And then he gets drafted by the Jaguars. I'm like, hold on. So, everybody, like, I grew up wanting to be Fred Taylor. Who did? And then, now, fast forward to where I'm at now, it's like we talk on the regular, we text on the regular, and it just blows my mind because I never saw myself being in this situation. Like, that's Fred Taylor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that man. And he be like, what up, bro? Little bro, hey, E. He talking to me. So, like, that's my guy.
That's awesome, bro.
You ever tell him that, like, you looked up to him like that?
Oh, man. You should see the books in our text messages. It's like a desperate girl. Like, bro, I love you so much, bro. Thank you so much. I appreciate your big ups. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? He's just a down-to-earth dude. Yeah. And I'm just – glad to have him in my corner.
That's good.
Yeah, his highlight tapes are crazy, bro. Like, all Jags fans know, if you're a real Jags fan, you've seen, like, those highlight videos, especially on, like, if you go through the montages on YouTube, bro, he's, sometimes you forget how legendary that man was.
So sometimes you need that reminder.
Yeah.
If y'all don't know, just go Google or YouTube Fred Taylor. And I'm not talking about the pivot. Not him talking. Go YouTube him playing, and you will see. Bye-bye. And Brock Marion still chasing.
Yeah. He's a legend, bro. Shout out Fred Taylor for sure. That's a guest. That'd be a dream guest on the show for sure. Nice. Dude. He's a legend. I feel like there is some players, though, where if they came through, I'd be like, okay, you know, deep breaths.
Now I'm thinking about it, too.
Trevor, you know, obviously is one of those guys where it's like he's just such a – just I respect so much of what he did in college as well. So it's like just absolute legend, man. I'd love to have a conversation with him one day.
Who's a Jag player that – either active or not active, that you would want to have on the show that you haven't?
Active, I mean, Trev. You know, I would love to have Trev. Another Jags player, active or non-active.
Man, have you guys had Puzlesny on there?
No, not I haven't. We probably had him on Jaguars today.
Uh-huh.
But me personally, like, I wasn't a part of that conversation. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's another reason why I pay so much homage to Fred. I feel like that was one of the first interviews that, like, when he was on our show or on our program, I got to be a part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to ask him questions. The guys they opened up the floor, and I was able to, you know what I'm saying, just hold a conversation with
him. Was that your first time when it was Fred Taylor?
No, it wasn't my first time, but it was, like, the first one I was like, oh, man, like, that's the first time I felt like a part, like, I'm really in this media thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And whenever you're doing the, I believe it's the drill, you're kind of separate from the actual booth of guys, right?
Yeah.
And do you ever feel like that kind of gives you a little bit of an edge? Because there's always, like, a little bit of, like, pressure that comes with being, like, directly in the main stage, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
I
whenever a lot of people, whenever they come in here and they sit down, they kind of get that, like, immediate little bit of butterflies. But I feel like it would be – we've had tons of people that we've, you know, like, close friends of ours that'll, like, go behind the camera and do things like that and kind of work behind the scenes. And they always feel very comfortable and, like, they're in a really good scene. Do you feel like that kind of gives you a little bit of an edge?
That makes – that's a good point. And it do give you an edge because I don't got to be as prepped. Mm-hmm. It's not my show.
For like, sure.
I'm the third leg. I'm an on-air producer. It's Dan and Jeff's job. It's their show. I'm the third leg. So I get in where I fit. I know my role.
Mm-hmm.
And they allowed me to be a part of it. But I, you know, I know when to, like, to speak up. I know when to say something. If it's a topic that they're not well versed on, they'll come to me. Mm-hmm. They're my white uncles, Dan and Chuck.
I do love that. Is so fucking true, bro. Because on the air, they do go to you for a lot of funny shit.
And they go to, like, stuff about the culture. And
yeah.
And they'll be like, I got a question for you about the culture. And he'll ask me about Black China or Kim K. You know what I'm saying? And they reference me. Funny. Yeah. So, I mean, like, we have a rapport. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm lucky to have them. I'm lucky to be in a situation that I'm in because those guys, they're legends.
Oh, they are legends in the city, bro.
They're legends in the city. And them boys should be
in
national.
The game in general, bro. Honestly, I mean, this, I would say Jaguars, just the 1010 in general is a fucking empire in this city.
Absolutely.
Dude.
And Mike Dempsey is a legend.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, when it comes to fantasy football, oh, ain't nobody messing with Mike.
Oh, really?
Man, Mike is a legend in the fantasy football world in general.
That is so
You go
funny.
To California and, like, at a convention, if it's like a fantasy football convention, and you say Mike Dempsey name,
they know
who Mike is.
What?
Yeah, absolutely,
that's
man.
That's crazy.
Hey, Joey might need to get some pointers.
Yeah, I need some help.
We might need to get Mike on the podcast.
Man, Mike that dude when it comes to fantasy
Let
football.
Let me see his draft real. Party. I need to pull up.
Like, no cap, like, during fantasy football, like, season, he's probably, like, total over 100 drafts. Total.
Wow.
Like best ball, but actual drafts as well, he'll probably have, like, 100.
God, dude, that's insane.
Yeah. Mike love
How does he
football.
Do that?
Is it that's mock that, drafts, or is it just, like...
No, I'm talking about, like...
That's him drafting.
That's him drafting. I'm telling you, he deep into it, man.
This past year was my very first time ever playing fantasy football.
Oh, you ain't ready. You ain't ready for Mike, bro.
Come on, dude.
You ain't ready.
I'm sitting here, like, trying to pick we're doing the draft, and I'm like, I have no clue what the fuck I'm doing. I like football. I watch football. I love football.
Dude, this guy talk football so much, and then whenever it came up in conversation, we were actually on the pod, and this is, like, early days, and he said something about, like, he had never been to fantasy football league, and I do my. I was just fucking.
How
up. I've been playing in 2023.
How
bro, I love it. Absolutely. I had such a good time, and I wasn't last.
So this is where you're at right now. Mike was like this when fantasy football just started.
When you're writing down everything, yeah, it was like pen and paper.
Yeah, he a legend when it comes to that.
So fantasy let me football. Talk to him. You know, second year. Let me get some. I need it.
You got
to
get a little more seasoned before I can introduce you to the GOAT,
brother. He drafted Calvin Ridley in two or his second pick, and then Evan Ingram for his third pick, bro.
Yeah, you ain't ready, I know.
Just go easy on him, man. Go easy
go
on
Jags,
him.
Go Jags, baby.
It was always the Jags.
It was always the Jags.
Bro, and I kept Calvin the whole season. Just one.
Bro, the Jags bye week, his whole team was fucking empty. He's over here picking up.
I only had three people.
You got to learn, bro. You got to learn.
I learned. Yeah, I'm going to be better.
He did. And it helps, too, for, you know, you never want either of the hosts to win the Fantasy Football League the inaugural year, because this is the first year we did the OG Sessions podcast or the Fantasy League.
I can't win.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to use that as the excuse.
Let me get on that this upcoming season.
Oh,
man.
Dude, you definitely will be.
We do got a spot open.
We do. We have. Oh, that's facts.
We do have a spot open.
The loser of the league did not complete their loser punishment. So
he's kicked out.
So wait.
There's a punishment.
What's the punishment?
So loser,
I'm dealing with a punishment that's ahead of me right now. We'll get into that. But what's your punishment?
So we do our loser punishment. We change it every year, but for this year it is stand on the side of the busiest road, which we had Old St. Aug and it was Old St. Aug and Bartram Park. Yeah, that intersection right there, with a sign for 2 hours that says honk if I suck at fantasy football. And
it's simple. Dude,
we had it wasn't just all the guys in the league that were going to be pulling up to honk at him.
Oh, yeah.
We had all of our families pulling up. Dude, and it was the day of he canceled and said he's not going to do it. And I was like, bro.
You can't do it? So wait, he played the whole season?
Played the whole season.
And then he said he ain't going to do it?
Lost
the day of?
And
day
we
of. Bro, that man, that's, I know. That like, our he's friendship is over with. Like, come on.
And the thing is like, really cool dude, really great guy, and we were really close before all this happened. But things like that, man, that shady shit, I just it doesn't fly with me, bro. I hate to say it, I really
you gotta own up, bro.
Take your punishment.
You know,
man,
what you signed up for. Don't act like you didn't, because you know we have a group chat. We've all been talking about it all year, and that group chat gets heated, bro.
Ooh, so it gets
like,
crazy.
Of course,
I was like, I know you're reading
you're
this shit.
To, yeah, you're supposed to talk. You talk that cash. Yeah.
But I mean, hey, the punishment for not completing the punishment is you'll never get to experience this again. In the first year, I mean, it's cool too, because we incorporate the pod with it a lot as well. So like at the end of the year, everyone comes together, we all get on the studio, and everyone gets 5 minutes to
talk your shit.
Because me and Joey talk shit every week on the pod because we're on it every week.
So you give them a chance to do
give them
thing.
A chance to do the thing.
And I'll respect that.
I know.
You got to own up to it.
I think he'd be a little bit of a better replacement for him anyway.
For sure.
Now, because I don't want to do it, but like if I play the whole season and this, just like everybody else, like y'all play the whole season and you lose, you got to pay up, bro. Nobody wants to do it.
I hate to say it, bro, but I feel like it's almost as hard to get last as it is to get first.
Bullshit. Hold on now. Because I was almost
but
I was
your
there
first year.
For a
that,
while.
Bro, that was your first year. So you got to remember, like, first year, you're still, like, kind of learning the ropes. I mean, you only had, there was your first week you won.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that,
lost nine straight.
Yeah, nine straight. I mean, he went on a bad losing streak, bro. I mean, so it's like, but you had injuries, bro. You got to understand, like, you don't really know how to, like, play the game yet, you know? But
you
got to
pay attention for real. You got to pay attention. You got to read the notes. You got to pay attention. You got to read the injury report.
I hate to say it, but this motherfucker is paying attention, bro.
I was studying, boy. I wake up every morning before I even brush my teeth. I'm sitting there.
Every morning. Sunday night, who got hurt?
Yeah.
What were their stats? What the quarterback did, what the run, man, you got to pay attention to that.
I'm coming back next season.
What about fantasy basketball? Did you ever get into that?
Yeah, I do a little, you know what I'm saying?
I dabble as well.
Yeah, I dabble, you know what I'm saying? Some money to be made on there.
I've seen two NBA games in my whole life. It was Kobe's last game and then...
In person?
No, fuck no.
Oh, dude, like watch
on TV.
What?
Yeah, bro.
What?
And I won my first ever fucking fantasy basketball. I know all the players, bro. I know all their fucking stats, but I just don't know, like, what teams are good or, like, because, I mean, dude, growing up in Jacksonville, who am I supposed to root for? Like, I mean, the Magic, maybe?
Orlando.
Or, to me personally, if I could choose a team, I'm choosing Miami. But I've got no ties to Miami, and I've got no reason to, like, just hop on the bandwagon.
Well, I'm a LeBron fan.
Word, okay.
So it's like I'm not a Laker fan. I wasn't a Cavs fan. I mean, I was maybe a Miami fan, but only because of LeBron. Mm-hmm. So I follow LeBron. I root for LeBron. Like that's my guy. I love who he is. I love how he carries himself on and off the court. And he just a straight dog. So
he's a dog.
That's who like
My boy do be flopping.
Man, hey, he, I ain't gonna lie. There's a lot of stuff LeBron do. I know. Like, LeBron, stop crying and get back on defense,
did you
bro.
See the one where the dude, homeboy, came down on his head with his hand and he's like over here.
Barely swiped him. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. There will not be no LeBron slander on the OG Session podcast, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Saying that, boy.
There will not be no LeBron slander on the podcast. That boy flop.
That boy flop. I'm just saying.
Bro, he's an absolute dog, too.
He is a dog. Yeah. He's a dog.
Like, yeah. if we could get into, like, the LeBron stats and shit like that, it's like none of this shit even matters. Yeah, he had, like, two flops in the last couple of weeks. But
and that's what gets emphasized. Bro, they barely swiped his hand.
That comes with it, though, bro. Like, if you want to be in that spotlight, like, he is a dog.
He could just be doing it for the clout. I mean, he got the media coverage.
Brian don't need the clout. True. Like, Brian, stop it, bro. Get back on defense or get to the line. Get out of bounds. Stop it.
Quit flopping.
Because they're going to put the camera on you. But like I said, there will not be no more LeBron slander on the pod, man.
He might cry. He might flop.
Hey, chill. Chill on my dog, man. Chill on the king.
Or, God forbid, he starts tweeting about us. Jesus, that's how you make national media. That boy loves to tweet. I mean, shout out LeBron, but that boy loved to fucking tweet. I'm like, man, one thing I did want to go back to was you mentioned you have a fantasy football punishment that you're completing. What is that?
It ain't even a fantasy football joint. I don't even know how I got myself into this, man.
You're getting punished.
So it was the March Madness bracket challenge. And, you know, we all did our brackets. And Jeff lost, Jeff Prosser. And he had to, we do a wheel, a wheel of death. And we put different punishments on the wheel it's all customized based on the person who loses. So everything that you don't like is what's going on the wheel.
Damn.
Jeff hates mayonnaise. Jeff hates public embarrassment. He hates like stuff like that. So we had like a mayonnaise pie to the face.
Oh.
We had a dog shock collar. So he had to wear a shock collar. We had a honey bun milk mile. So he had to eat a honey bun, drink a glass of milk, and then run a mile in under 11 minutes.
Oh, what?
We had...
That's nasty.
Oh, that is terrible.
And then we had a couple other things. Respin, a couple other things. And what landed was the honey bun milk mile. Mind you, Jeff 57 years old. Jeff ain't ran a mile in like 3 years. That's what landed. So he had to eat a honey bun and then run and then drink a glass of milk and then run a mile in 11 minutes. I was like, man, ain't no way you doing that, bro. Ain't no way. They're like, oh, okay, if I do it, then you got to spin the wheel. They didn't want me to spin the wheel forever because they always spinning the wheel. Before that, Dan lost and he had to. Dan hairy as hell. Dan Hickey hairy as hell. He had to shave his back on air.
Oh my god! Yeah,
we had like an esthetician come in.
No way!
Oh yeah, and shave all his back hairs on air.
Oh my!
You know what I'm saying? So it's little stuff like Jeff had got slapped in the face with a fish before.
Ew.
He had to wear pee-pee pants into a gas station.
Pee-pee pants.
Yeah, like he had to wet his pants and then walk into the gas station. Like all kind of stuff.
And you've never spun the wheel?
Never spun the wheel. I'm always yelling, and they were like, "You're not truly a part of the show until you spin the wheel."
That's a fact.
And I'm like, yeah, all right, cool, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. If Jeff don't make the mile in 11 minutes, I'll spin the wheel. Man, guess what this motherfucker
did?
He ran that shit in 10:24.
Good for him.
Thank God.
Spin that fucking wheel.
So I had to spin the wheel. And so on the wheel, like, I'm terrible. I don't do snakes and spiders. I don't do that stuff. They put something with that on there. They put the Jacksonville Icemen. Shout out to the Jacksonville Icemen, who are in the playoffs, by the way.
Go Iceman.
I would have to dress up in goalie gear and let all the Icemen come slap shot.
Damn. Boom, boom. Oh, my that. God. Dude.
I had, a couple
terrible.
Of. What ended up landing was I got to take a blow-up doll on a date.
No. To where? Do you know where?
No. I get to pick the spot. We'll go ahead. I'll say it. I'm going to a Grumpy's.
Oh, shut up.
Which is
up.
A busy.
St. Aug?
No, I'm going to the one in Orange Park.
Oh, you dropped location.
Yeah, I dropped location. I dropped location. So I'm going to Grumpy's with a blow-up doll. I got to take a blow-up doll on a date.
Are you nervous?
No.
You know you're nervous. First date kind of nervous.
Hey, first date kind of nervous.
Make sure you use that good impression tip that you told us earlier.
You feel
man.
Me? Hey,
don't get a second chance.
But the thing is, like, they're going to have an earpiece in my ear and I got to talk to it and they're going to make me feel and it's going to be streamed and all that.
Oh but my God.
That don't bother me. Like, man, what was going to bother me? What was on the wheel though? I was going to have to wear an adult diaper And there's a corner store by the gas station or by the station. And I was going to have to wear an adult diaper and walk to the corner store and get them like a Coke.
Oh,
yeah, I ain't want to do that.
No.
Yeah, that's
especially what, so like, close to the station. You're like, I'll be going there.
I was
so gonna
run. I was gonna run so fast up there with the diaper, but thank God I didn't have to do that. But yeah, so
I like the wheel idea. That's a great idea for the punishment.
It's a great wheel of punishment.
You got multiple, like, even if you obviously you got to have some bad ones on there, but like, you know,
you got to have stuff that you don't like
for sure.
And like, I can't imagine like going on to like what y'all were saying about y'all's boy. I can't imagine the day of and me telling. My God, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That's like, so
that makes
like,
up, that messes up all the chemistry that we have.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, them boys do stuff that they don't want
to
do.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, do you think any of us wanted to do that shit?
Nope. That's why I work so hard not to be last place.
I was going
to
say, that's why you start making trades towards the end of the year. You start putting it all on the line so that you aren't last place.
You got to.
Joey was last place by a country mile, bro, for the whole season.
Literally.
It was like, he had, like, the next person had, like, five games on him. You know what I mean? There was no chance. And then he started making some moves. He won a couple games.
Yeah, you started GMing. Yeah,
bro. And then it's just like, it's that's how you play fantasy football. And then if you're unable to do that, and if you're unable to adjust and pivot, then you're going to be holding that motherfucking sign. I'm going to tell you right now. That's how it goes.
And that's how Jeff ended up with the dog collar. Jeff, he didn't want to take that mayo pie to the face. He didn't want to do none of that. He didn't want to take the dog collar, but he did it.
He had to do the dog collar.
Dude, the dog collar was so fucking funny.
So he had to wear a shock collar.
Yeah.
But he put it around his thigh. He could put it wherever he wanted. And it was like, we got a military grade shock collar.
Okay.
Like, this was a canine on the cover. So that's how you know it was serious. And we got to shock him three times an hour. We got a 4-hour show. We
Is
started
it like a button?
I had the remote, man.
Okay. I gotta show you these clips, bro.
I had the remote. And three times an hour, I just, and I was jacking it up on him. So he'll be talking, going on a rant about Bulky or the Jags or Scheffler. And he just talking like, Trent Bulky, man, like, I just can't wait for him to make the decision for the 17. And I was just shy. Like, oh, you got
bro,
me.
And he screams so loud.
I would be scared to talk. I wouldn't talk for the rest of the show.
Oh, Jeff would talk too. So, yeah, he can't, you know what I'm saying? He had to. And it was crazy because we had Fred on, actually. We had Fred on the show.
Yeah.
And while he's interviewing Fred, he's like, yeah, Fred, these guys got a dog. I'm shocking. So, yeah, it was cool. But
that's funny,
it's cool stuff, man. So I'm just glad to be a part of it. And then we do all of that stuff for the listeners because they love it. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna, to all the listeners, stop sending recommendations for the damn wheel. they be sending crazy stuff, man. Like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, that's good though that they're engaged.
Oh, they're
they
super,
care.
They love the wheel. Like everything. Hey, that's a wheel bet. Wheel bet. No, we just talking. Everything had a wheel bet. Damn. But like you said, though, it's good engagement.
Yeah, I like how you incorporate it with the show too. It makes it so fun for the listeners, man. Like, I know me being a listener, like whenever you're doing some of those segments on there, it's fun. It makes you feel like you're a part of the.
It makes you feel
chemistry.
A part of the show.
Yeah, it does.
So imagine like if you suggested something and we went with it. And that's what actually got it. It makes you feel a part of. You're going to be engaged.
Now you're
be
a fan for life.
You're a fan for real. So, right, then that's what it is. It's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's chess, not checkers.
And it's cool because, dude, 10-10, and just even the drill specifically, like, you guys have some diehard fans, bro. Like, whenever you bring it up to someone that's a diehard drill fan, or, like, even, I hate to say it, the outdoor show, dude. Like, that's what I got into it. Everyone that watches this pod knows I don't fucking hunt, fish, none of the above. Joey fishes, but,
like
fishing. Bro, I ain't never been hunting. I've killed probably, like, a handful of animals. Yeah, my whole life, you know what
a
I'm
handful
saying?
Of them, like 12 of them, were like ants. Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not into any of that shit. Yeah. But dude, I get on there. I'm listening to them talk about the tides. I'm listening to them talk about the good time to catch trout and shit. And I'm like, why do I like this? Why is it entertaining? But it's because of the personality. It's like the same aspect that you bring to the drill, where it's like I just like listen to you guys interact with each other, man.
So, well, with the drill was already an A+ show. I just feel like I just put an exclamation point on it. It was good before me.
You had that ET flair.
Yeah, I just got lucky to just be able to be me on there. With the outdoor show, it gave me Duck Dynasty vibes, bro. Like, it's just fun.
Yes.
I listen to Captain Kevin. Shout out Captain Kevin Favor. Shout out Logs. Shout out everybody that's on there. Like, they're good at what they do. And actually, like, I'm supposed to go fishing with Cap Kev Favor. He gonna take me deep sea fishing, boy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm gonna go hunting with Logs. And I know hunting is an all day affair. You out there on that stand waiting on that right turkey or that deer, that venison.
Yeehaw,
bro. You just waiting. And I just can't wait to pull out my pistol. But they talk about having the rifles. I want to pull out that Glock.
Yep. Let that boy know.
Put on a clip of it.
Let that thing go. You feel me? Yep. Safety off.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
So,
man.
Yeah, and I want to put all that stuff on GoPro, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just lucky to be in that situation, man.
No, it's
the funniest hunt in my life.
It does seem like a great bonding time, too, bro. Like, you're out there with the boys and you're stuck and you have to be quiet in a like hunting stand or whatever. And honestly, I think. For me, I do at some point in my life want to go gator hunting.
Nope.
It sounds crazy.
Nope.
That's some white people shit, ain't it?
You lost me right there, buddy. Hell, I'm like, y'all jumping in the water. Y'all, you can't even see in that water.
Yeah.
You just, I saw Casey. Shout out LaFave, by the way.
Oh, for sure. I got the shirt on right now.
They did a gator drop with a hat, and they were out in the swamp. At night?
All the promo, yeah. They're in the marsh, too, just in
Man, that promo don't get enough love.
I know.
What LaFave of them do. The promo and all the stuff they do, but that gator drop was crazy when they was out there in the swamp at night, jumping in the water. I'm like,
I couldn't believe it, man. Crazy. I was like, y'all got to have somebody like kind of like scoping it out.
Y'all got to have a professional out there. Yeah. Y'all tripping.
FWC.
Florida Wildlife, somebody. Y'all tripping. For so, sure. Yeah, I'm not with a gator. And then my partner, he went gator hunting. Man, how you got to stab it in the mouth? I don't want no parts of none
I just
of that.
Love eating gator. I like fried gator, bro. I don't know what it is. It's just like the best, bro. I don't know. It's one of my favorites for sure. And I think
you could have it, my boy.
You ain't got to get in the water to catch a gator.
Don't worry about it. I don't even want to eat it.
I don't even want to get close to it.
I don't want no parts of it, man. Hell no.
It is a scary creature. Like, that's one of the scarier ones for sure.
Man, I went to the alligator farm. I saw a gator so big. I'm like, that's a dinosaur, bro.
It is. They are dinosaurs.
Yes, exactly.
The thing is, it'll kill you so easy. Like, once it latches on you, you're done.
You're done.
Unless you ever seen him like get on an arm and twist, bro? That shit is
that gator roll.
Yeah,
that
gator roll.
Please, man. I just saw on Instagram an old man, and I knew it. I already knew when they put it on Instagram, like, this can't be good.
Yeah.
Saw this old man trying to trap a gator in a swamp, and this old man messed around and slipped. That gator bit Buddy like three times. He lucky the gator ain't it's kind of slipped off like three times. Like, yo, you deserve that, man. Get your dumb ass out that swamp, man.
Terrible.
Yeah. He ain't lying, though.
Man.
And it's the gator ones, it's hard for me to watch some of those videos, if we're being honest. Like, even when it's a gator versus another animal.
Yeah, the gator.
It's a gator. It's always going to win.
I don't think I ever seen a gator lose.
No, me neither.
Think about it.
No, okay. No,
Florida gators, though, I'll tell you.
No, I'm talking about wildlife. I ain't talking about the Florida gators.
I know.
I'm talking about wild. I see the Florida gators lose all the time.
They boys know about losing.
They gonna lose the first game of the season when they face the Miami Hurricanes. Stop playing.
Are they playing Miami the first game?
Yeah, shout out
Knowles. Go Knowles.
Yeah.
Knowles.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't think I ever seen a gator lose, man.
They miss when they're trying to get somebody from, or one of them like gazelles from when they just
They miss, but is that an L?
Nah,
I'm talking about like mano y mano.
They don't lose.
How did, I know this is kind of off topic, but how did Come On Man get started?
Oh, Come On Somebody,
yeah.
Honestly, it's just something that me and the homies grew up saying. It's a way that we kind of like amped each other up.
Yeah.
You're like, man, I'm out here, man, I just bad the bad one, man. They're like, Come On Somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like a phrase of endearment and motivation. And then like, just like how easy to Duval and put it on here. All I did was took a saying that we used to say in the hood, and I just put it on air. And I kind of made it like my catchphrase.
Yeah.
I didn't start it, but I kind of
coined it.
I put emphasis on it. Like, come on, somebody. And that's just my thing. And it goes with everything. People are like, oh, E.T., what's good? Come on, somebody. Or I'll just be out and about somebody. Come on, somebody. You know, it's just kind of like a thing.
I love it, dude. I think it's a great, like, phrase to get behind. I mean, everyone says come on somebody, and it is like a way to hype somebody up, before being honest.
Yeah,
it's
like if you imagine yourself underneath like a bench press rack, you just hype yourself up like, boy, you got this, boy. Yep. Yeah, you got it. Come on somebody. Yep. You got it. And then after you complete that rep, come on somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's just like a catchphrase. It's kind of like my thing. I just kind of ran with it.
I love it, man.
I'm about to start screaming that in the gym.
They going to know. Yeah, they going to know.
Get that E.T. energy.
Yeah, come on somebody.
I love it. What's your daily routine, man? Do you have like a morning routine you do to kind of get yourself like in that mode? Or is, you know, obviously you seem like just a naturally high energy guy, but like you know, I know for me, there's a ton of things that I do on the day that we record just mm-hmm. to kind of get myself, like, you know, primed up and ready, yeah. you know?
Yeah, I got a daily routine. Like, I wake up every day 4 a.m. Obviously, 4 a.m. Well, I'll say every weekday, 4 a.m.
Oh, well, true. Well, I guess, honestly, you have to.
Yeah. I'm the first person at the station every day.
Yeah. Wow.
So I wake up 4 a.m., and the first thing, as soon as my alarm goes off, first thing I say is, thank you, Father. Got to thank the good Lord for waking me. That's the first thing. And then, you know, and Alexa is always playing in my house, in my room. Like, I go to sleep with Sports Talk Radio.
No way.
It's Alexa playing right now.
Yeah. No one even there?
Alexa playing right now. Like, but it's, right, on the weekends, if it's not Sports Talk, it's just music. Whether it's Rod Wave, whether it's Lil Baby, whether it's DVSN. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the energy that I like to project, even if I'm not there. Like, I kind of have, like,
just keep it around.
Always. Yeah. And so when I wake up, I'll take a shower, I'll pray. And that's what will kind of help me get my day started. When I get out of my bed, I don't really, like, I'll never hit snooze.
You just get up.
You got to.
Yeah.
Legendary,
that's good.
Bro.
That's dangerous.
Good, yeah. I'm not as good at it.
That's but discipline, I'm boy. That's a fucking discipline.
Because think about it. The drill, has there ever been a day, 6 a.m. in the morning, knock on wood, If you're a true drill fan, a true Googan, there's never been a day the drill has not been on or it came on super late. It's always on around 6, between 6 and like 6:07. I'm the first point of contact there.
Yeah.
I got to be. Because if I'm not there, everybody's going to know. So if it doesn't start, it's not because I wasn't there. It's some type of technical issues. The whole city is going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, where ET at?
Yeah.
And boy slacking.
That boy bent. Yeah. Nah, so I'm the first one to come. And I take that serious. And I got to be there because Dan and Jeff, when they get there, this is what they doing. They getting their notes. They talking.
Mm-hmm.
But all that behind the scenes stuff, that's me. So I got to be there. And so I take it serious. So when I wake up in the morning, I get myself situated. I take a shower. I pray. I'll catch up on whatever happened the night before because, in the sports world, stuff break. Even the Jags like breaking stuff 10 o'clock at night for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to be prepped for that. There's nothing worse than getting to work in the morning and something that broke with the Jags last night and we ain't know about it. We can't.
That's true.
You feel me? That got to be the lead. And, you know, it's kind of like my routine. You know, I hop in the shower. And by the time from putting my feet onto the ground and getting into the shower, that's when I'm like, that's when it hit me. That's when I'm up. And, man, I'm yelling.
You take cold showers?
It depends.
See, you seem like somebody that would take a cold shower. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Dang, what that look like, though?
You're just so hype, bro. Like, a cold shower energy.
Like, anytime I take a cold shower, bro, it's like it you just get...
You rule the world.
Yeah, you really do. You get out of the cold shower, you're just, like, hype.
I ain't gonna lie. It ain't never all cold, ain't you?
I can't do it. Yeah.
I'll jump in a cold pool here and there, but, like, just cold shower, man, you gotta be a different motherfucker. Like,
I tell you, you're on top of the world if you take
cold showers. I'm trying to, like, acclimate myself to get ready for the cold plunge. Like, I'll do an ice bath, but I want to get into like that daily routine. And obviously, I'm not filling up a whole ice bath every day, so it's like sometimes just doing the cold shower. Now, washing your hair in the cold shower, dude, that shit is just because it's like all getting into your scalp and you.
That shit'll piss you off.
I don't really have that problem with the fade or anything. Yeah, like.
True. Hey, but honestly, you might have the problem a little bit worse because sometimes it's like when I'm not like letting the hair or the water run through my hair and shit. That's when it starts to get super cold. Is whenever I'm like going through it and stuff, and so you don't have that barrier. That. You know,
yeah.
You also do.
I don't think I'll ever have that issue.
You would do a segment, and you also did it at the Players too. It was called Drip Check.
Oh, the Drip Check, man!
I love that shit, man. How did that get started?
Well, so my mom. So she played a big role in my life, obviously. Shout out to my mom. You only get one of them.
Shout out moms.
Everybody who have one still, make sure you cherish her because, you know what I'm saying, she cares about you the most.
Almost Mother's Day, too. Like, fellas, don't slack this Mother's Day.
Take care of your moms,
yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm. Go crazy this Mother's Day. Let's spoil them.
All right, go crazy. My mom, she always used to always tell me, E.T., make sure you look good and you smell good when she was here. She always used to tell me that, just like how you look, how you feel, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. And so a lot of people are going to judge you on that first impression. Not saying it's right or wrong, but that's what people are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom was always big on that. And so I kind of, and even, as a child with me and my brother, like my family, we always cared about our like what we look, how we present ourselves as far as dressing. We took it serious. And drip check, you know, even I wake up for, that's another thing that takes time. Like, man, what the hell am I going to wear today? I never know. I'm not the type to plan it out the night before unless it's super serious, unless I'm wearing a suit. I'll plan it out after I get out of the shower and I look in my closet.
Like, see what's there.
Yeah, see what's there. What is today? Will it make sense? What's the correlation? Something like that. And drip check, like I care about my presentation, what I look like. And drip check was something I did at the Players, because the Players is one of my favorite events.
Yep.
I love the Players. It's something that I had no clue I'd be involved in stuff like this. I ain't never really been on no golf course. I grew up in apartments. Now you tell me I'm with Scottie Scheffler and all that stuff. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I take it serious. And it ain't no swag like golf swag.
Amen.
Man,
let him cook.
It ain't no swag like golf swag, because I'm kind of already in that lane a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't about like the baggy jeans and all that. You know what I'm saying? I got some tailored pants on. I got these from H&M. I got these from Zara, man.
Shirt tucked in.
Shirt, you know what I'm saying?
White belt.
With the goat. Nah, I ain't got the white belt.
I got that fucking white belt.
That's real golf swag. That's real golf swag. The white belt. And so, you know, I mean, them sundresses be on point at
Woo! Boy, he said it. I was waiting on that motherfucker, boy. Ain't nothing like a female golf man, boy. I'm going to tell you.
You know what I'm saying?
God, dude. They, you can even, like, you know, slide some, like, tennis apparel in there.
Yeah, you can.
Dude, some
if
of them chicks,
right.
Bro, I'm like.
Yeah, you can if you do it right. And I want to bring more of, like, my culture out there to the Players. I want them to see. And I brought some of my homies out there this year. And they're like, man, this is amazing. This is beautiful. They do this every year. I'm like, bruh. Every year, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, look at her. Like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, they love it. And where drip check come from is just everybody, like, it's a fashion show out there.
Yep.
And I'm like, man, hey, I could compete with all of y'all when it comes to this. But I want to, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about it. Let's talk about what you got on. Like, where'd you get it from? What inspired it? Because apparently, like, people be wearing all kind of crazy stuff. And I like it. And I just, you know, wanted to bring a emphasis on it, like flash some light on it, on a drip.
No, I like it.
And and that's also something I do at work with Dan and Jeff. Something I hate that Dan does. This man will wear Adidas socks with Nike shoes. Ooh, like, Dan,
that's
stop
tough.
It.
Can't do that.
But that's OMW. That's his swag. Old Man White. That's his nickname. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? That's what drip check is, man. You know, just, you just never know. You always want to be on point. And I feel like with me being on camera all the time, I just want to be on point.
Yeah, and you also, it's that confidence factor, right? Like,
absolutely.
Like, look good, feel good, play good, or whatever.
Look good,
it was.
Feel good, play good. And it don't got to be Burberry. It don't got to be Gucci, Louis. Man, one of my outfits a drip shirt, I think I got from Target.
Yeah, and that's fine. H&M kind of goes
I love
off.
H&M. Yeah. Kind of. What you mean? Stop playing. So that's what drip check is, you know, just express yourself through your clothes.
I like rocking a lot of local people too. Like you mentioned Casey earlier on in the show. I've got so many pieces by Casey.
Me too.
But there's also like just so many local brands where they're really doing their thing, bro.
Absolutely.
And I love seeing guys like that they put on for the city, especially guys that have been on the show as well, where you know, just high quality shit, man.
There's a lot of boys that I rock with in the city. CMIV.
Oh, I've seen their stuff.
CMIV, which is 904 and Roman numerals. They just dropped a care packet to me. Eric Yee. His brand with Jocko. There's like I'm drawing a blank, but there's guys in the city that rock with me, and I rock with them too. You know, it's all about putting the city on, man. Jacksonville is a melting pot of everything. We got sports, we got fashion, we got everything, man.
There's so much networking here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We got so podcasts. Dude,
it's good. It's I love having guys like you on the show where it's like the guys that you mentioned that you've known that have been on the show have been like some of our top guests and some of the people that we really still have a relationship with to this day, man, where it's like we just love networking, man. That's one of the biggest things about radio, podcasting, things like that, is you get the opportunity to actually have like a fully unscripted or sometimes it is scripted, but you get to have like an authentic conversation with somebody and really like use that opportunity, because it's like that like passageway where you're able to talk to like some of your biggest, you know, heroes, dude, in a way. Like you mentioned Freddie T, like, dude.
Go
for
and
sure.
And the more
man.
You network, like the more everybody wins. As long as everybody works together, everybody like works on their own, like we can build each other up.
I'm glad you said that.
Community over competition.
Networking. Yeah. is what got me to where I'm at. And I still got a long way to go. Don't get it twisted. But networking is what got me to where I'm at. From high school to my job, my first real job, I worked at AT&T. From there, I joined the military. I did the military for 6 or 7 years. When I got out, I went to barbering school. From that, I went back to school. You know, I went to college, and then that I landed my job at 1010. But networking and my personality is what helped me get to where I'm at. Because I ain't been the best at my job like my whole life. When I was in the military, man, fuel calibration was something that we did not want to do on a helicopter.
Why? What is that?
It's hard, it's long, and you're smelling like gas at the end of the day. You're calibrating the fuel tanks.
Yeah.
So what the gauge reads in the helicopter, that's how much fuel should be in the tank.
Yeah.
It's a important job. Mm-hmm. It's stressful, and it sucks. And I remember, like, my first class and seconds, like, man, E.T., you on this fuel cal on this helicopter today. I'm like, man, I don't know nothing. I ain't trying to do no fuel cal. They're like, don't worry about it. We just want you to be out there with us. You know what I'm saying? Just telling Joe, just hanging out. That's when I was like, oh, okay. Y'all just wanted to be out here?
That's all right, man. Cool.
And I really started really seeing it when I was in the military, when I was I got honorably discharged because I had an injury on my knee. And I used to come to work late all the time because I always had appointments and stuff. But some of like the upper class, the first class people, they're like, who's this guy Thalloran? He's always coming in late, this and that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. But the Master Chief, that was my dog. Can't nobody, because he's the main guy on the hangar deck. If he got your back, can't nobody say nothing to you. But what I always used to do is whenever I came in, the work day starts at 7 o'clock. I come in by 8:30 because I had appointments, or I just didn't have to come in.
Okay.
Master Chief was like, E, come in whenever, you know what I'm saying? Whenever I came in, I come in, I speak to everybody. Before I go take my post, I go and I went to all the shops and I made sure I greeted everybody.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, what's up, man? What's up? Boom, 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 what's up? What's up? And then whenever they came to my stuff, I made sure I took care of them. Hey, what do you need? All right, I can't do that, but you know what I'm saying? This is what we're going to do. Or I'll chop it up. Whatever it was. Mm. I just treated them like they were people. Although I was lower ranking than them, treated them like they were somebody. Mm-hmm. In turn, they treated me how? Like a person. Outside of the rank, outside of all that, I'm a person. Because outside of this, you're not going to talk to me like that. You feel me? And I wouldn't talk to you or any type of way outside of this either. So
for sure.
Let's not do that.
Respect is universal.
You know, you would think.
It's supposed to be.
Right.
It's supposed to be universal.
And, like, just the way I carry myself there, you know what I'm saying? It got me to where I am now, all the way up to even now. They'll tell you at the station, whenever I get there in the morning, when I leave, before I leave every day at the station, I speak to everybody. I'm like, all right, Miss Michelle. All right, Sophie. All right, Ken. All right, Greg, I'm going to holler at you. That stuff, it means something. Mm-hmm. My brother, he played ball for 10 years. He treated the parking attendant just like the CEO.
I love that. That's good.
So every year for Christmas, he had a little deal with Nike at the time when he was playing ball. Every year for Christmas, guess what he did? He got the parking attendant shoes. Guess what? After he retired, like 8-9 years later, the parking attendant still treats him like a player. He can still park where the players park.
Yeah, that's clutch.
He's not getting, you know what I'm saying? It's just all how you treat people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just thinking about stuff like that.
That's dope.
Like I said earlier, it's chess, not checkers. But it's also just being a good person. So, you know what I'm saying? Networking and your personality, it'll take you places.
Mm-hmm.
That's facts, bro. It definitely will. I mean, I'd even say it's more important, like, in a lot of people's cases than a fucking degree. You know what I mean? Just who you know.
Dude. Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, that degree, man, please. I just so happened to be working in my field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However.
You think you could have done it without it?
Absolutely.
Good shit. Say it again.
I know I could have been doing it. Man, yeah, just based on how I move. I know I could have. Yeah. My degree just kind of like.
Yeah. It gave you that piece of paper.
Yeah, it gave me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It put it in writing. But I could do all of this stuff without that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Who's the dream guest you'd like to interview?
Man, I got a couple of them, though. I ain't even going to lie. Ellen was up there for a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was so left field.
Yeah, Ellen, Steve Harvey.
Legend.
DC Young Fly.
So funny.
That dude's.
Oprah.
Legend.
Beyonce. Taylor Swift. Ooh. I got to figure out
Travis Kelce.
No, well, see, the thing is, like, but if they had never been dating, I would have never known who Taylor was. Like,
here you go again.
I knew who Taylor was. I would not have known how big, how mega she was.
Facts.
Who do you think is bigger?
Let me finish the question.
Holy shit, because, okay, hold on, watch this. Michael Jackson back then or Taylor Swift now?
You got to go Michael back
then. You got to go Mike then. And Mike can't have social media like that, and he had bitches crying for no reason.
Yeah,
just because he talked, just because he looked over there.
Yeah, but Taylor has, like, she took advantage of, like, the day. She got social media. Mm-hmm. She has, like the public, the public eye on her like that. Mike ain't have TMZ following him like Taylor does now. Now, people like Creeps and stuff was following Mike, but not like in this new age.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Taylor can't go get the newspaper off her front door with somebody. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
So, yeah, Taylor.
It was different eras, but I think that they're very similar, like both those artists, man, just in the way that they had so much influence over people, man.
LeBron.
Facts.
JJ Redick.
Wow.
And JJ, he's so smart. He know the game.
No, he is. And he's got it. Like, I listen to his pod all the time. Like, he's a really good speaker, too. Like, I always kind of look at, it's weird. Like, if you were to ask me who my dream guest was when I first started the podcast versus now, it's like, it's some of these guys, like, dude, on my list, Shannon Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to interview Shannon Sharp. Yeah. Just turn the tables a little bit.
Yeah. Unk would be a good one, too. So, yeah, there's a lot, but that's just off the top of my head. Yeah.
Is there any specific shows that you listen to personally that you kind of, maybe the main reason you listen to them is to kind of take notes from them? Like, I've got shows personally where I know that I do enjoy the conversation, but like Club Shay Shay is one of those as well, where it's like just the way that he formulates questions and the way that he kind of like builds up the conversation to get to like that main point. And I respect his game so much.
Well, because of the field that I'm in, like, I follow a lot. So you said Club Shay Shay, that's a big one. All the Smoke, that's with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson.
$1 million worth of game.
With Gilly and Wallow.
Yeah,
that's another one I follow. LeBron's new one with JJ. Podcast P. I love Pat Beverly.
Oh, he's funny.
Pat Bev is hilarious.
I hate him on the court, but I love him behind on the mic.
Like, there's just so many good. Charlamagne the guy. I love Charlamagne.
Yeah,
but like the old show, I don't follow it as much. But you know, he's another one that I love, man. 85 South. That's
a funny ass.
That's DC Young Fly, Chico, and what's Buddy name? It'll come to me. But the three of them, they're really good. There's just a lot, man. Content is king right now.
Yeah, it really is, dude. In podcasting, it's like one of those fields where it's just they're popping up everywhere. And at first, like when I started podcasting, I kind of hated it because it elevates your competition. But now I'm starting to like realize you can like take notes from some of these guys. There's like always things you can learn from people's podcasts.
It's like, what makes yours different?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How do you stand out and how do you kind of capture your audience in a different way? Mm-hmm. Like I know a lot of these podcasts, man, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about, similar to the outdoor show.
Right. And but it just gets you like, man, what the hell they talk about? And you just
the way they talk to each other.
And I'm like, why do I like this? Like, what is it about the way that they're saying things and the way that they're having this conversation that it's like so engaging for me, you know? Right. And
Taylor Rooks, she's another one. She's a female, and like she's good. Not only is she fine,
that helps.
Just her content is good, you know. And then her guests are amazing. So like, you know, it's more of like a sports based podcast, but yeah, she's real good. So you know, shout out to females too, man. They doing their thing. And I ain't gonna lie, I listen to a lot of like female based podcasts. I like that. You got to know what they thinking, man.
You need that insight.
You got to know what they thinking, man. So whenever they talk about that sex stuff and all that, I be tuned in because I want to know. Oh, okay.
Saying one step ahead.
Yeah,
I'm not doing this anymore. All right, I thought y'all like that shit. Damn.
Yeah.
Do you ever like sit down for Helmets and Heels and listen to them do their thing?
I listen to Helmets and Heels on a regular from 12 to 2, but I used to listen to them before I used to listen. I used to catch him on Tuesdays, but only when I was in the car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't appointment radio for me.
Sure.
But then my girls, and also I talk to them every day.
Yeah, and it is sometimes like I'll catch them, like, you know, it'll be my lunch break or something, and I'll catch Helmets and Heels on. It's like I kind of enjoy listening to it too, because like getting their input and their take on things.
And I love yelling at them through the radio. I'm like, yeah. No, y'all wrong as hell on that. Like, no, y'all wrong as hell. But also, like, they know their stuff too.
They do.
They know more than me. Like me, I can't touch me when it comes to the Jags.
I will say this. There is some like super weird attraction. Like I love, it's so hot when a chick can talk sports.
Man,
I don't know what it is, bro, but when a girl knows sports, that is like one of the hottest traits
for me. Man, yeah, if you could talk to me about LeBron, oh, you bet. If you could talk to me about anything that I'm super into, you bet. Yeah. But also,
ladies, if you take notes on this pod, right. Like, we take notes on theirs.
If you could talk to your man about one of his favorite things, girl, you go. But you also, and like, there's some things that you just like. No, I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah,
facts.
Nope, you're wrong. And just because I say you're wrong, don't mean I'm being sexist.
Oh, or of course,
it don't mean that. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't think women know sports. No, I just don't agree with that take.
Yeah.
Because whenever I do agree with your take, do I get that same energy? Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, but, you know, I rock with them girls, man. Them my girls. I go to Taylor for a lot of stuff. I go to Mia for a lot of stuff. And Lauren, I go to her with stuff. So, yeah, I rock with them.
Yeah, shout out to them, man. There is every show pretty much on 1010 is extremely interesting. And I'm okay with whenever I turn it on. It depends on what. Obviously, the drill's top tier.
Drill number one.
Drill number one, baby. That's no question. But
that's all I'm going to say. Drill number one, period, point blank, end of story.
End of story, baby. Yeah. Y'all boys want to get into Joey's top three?
Let's do it.
Joey's top three. We in the building, baby. Joey's top three.
All right, so in light of your drip checks, I want to know top three clothing brands.
Oh, man.
Solid.
Top three clothing brands. All right. I guess off gate, I'm going to say Zara. That's one of my favorites. I'm going to go with, dang, that's tough, dog, bro. Brands, man.
You can only wear three brands for the rest of your life. What is it?
Oh, you're going to have to, oh.
That's tough. Come on.
No, that's,
That's a good way to like kind of narrow it down.
Nah,
like,
nah, that ain't tough, though. I'm going to go Zara. I'm going to go H&M. I'm going to go Target.
I like it. That's good. I like that. You can get a lot of outfits out of that.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But the problem is like my shoes. That's where the problem is. Because I ain't buying shoes out of there like
true.
That. But y'all say, I mean, yeah, clothing brand shoe. I'll go Zara, H&M, Target, honorable mention, Jordan, or Nike, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to throw Nike in there somewhere. True. Go ahead, Joey.
I'm going to go first. Not in any order. I'm going to do Vans because I wear Vans. And they got Chino's pants. I like them pants.
Yep.
Banana Republic.
Okay.
And
look at him. Are those pants Banana Republic?
Of course they are.
Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
And then I'm going to do
that shit in the intro. And I was like, look at you.
And then I'm going to do, Billabong. I got a lot of their button-ups. They got nice button-ups.
They do have nice button-ups, but if you're going to be wearing a button-up for the rest of your life, then, hey, I'm not hating, brother. Good top three.
That's why I say Target. I wear a lot of plain white tees, and that's where my white tees come from. Yeah.
I'm going to go, let's go Nike.
Mm-hmm.
And then just because I respect the fuck out of this brand, I'm going to go Louis.
And then, damn, big brand.
Look at him. I'm just like, everyone that knows me knows that I've been a diehard Louis fan. Like, me and my best friend, when we graduated high school, we went to the Louis Vuitton store in Paris.
And ran it up.
I did give me a little wallet, though. I go, but Louis Vuitton, definitely a good one for me. I like them. That number three spot's tough. Damn.
Skechers.
Oh, I'm a big Skechers guy. let's go number three. Tough. A brand that I'm gonna go with one that I'd wear a lot too. Honestly, dude, it sounds crazy, but I'm gonna go LaFave.
I hate to say it, but that's my dog.
And I respect everything Casey's doing, bro. That's a
I
brand.
Love that dog.
I'll always put myself behind like LaFave.
I love it. He ain't make my top three though. He just I ain't got enough
It's so new. Yeah. Like, he's done so much.
I need pants. I need shirt. I need draw. Need Target. Target. I can get a whole fit.
Yeah.
Facts. And I'm talking about for a whole week. Yeah. I can't get a week for the stuff. I got hats for days from the five.
How do you feel about the Miami stuff that he's about to drop?
What you mean? Yeah. What you mean? I've been asking Dog about the drop for a minute. Man.
Those hats go hard, dude.
He do, man. Yeah. He got, I'm proud of Dog. He got the city on the chokehold.
He really does. We do, man. Shout out to him. But that was a good top three from Y'all Boys. Appreciate it. Seriously, yeah. That was solid. Couple more things I want to talk about before we get out of here, man. What are some of your like personal motivations that you use, you know, just to kind of like keep elevating, doing things like that? I feel like we all kind of have some.
Oh, easy. I want to keep making my mom proud. Mm-hmm. Although she's not here anymore. I know she watched me every step, and I know everything I do. If she was here, she'd slap me in the back of my head based off of some of the stuff that I do. But I always want to make her proud. Another thing of motivation, I feel like I found my purpose in life. The good Lord, you know what I'm saying, he put me on here to express and project like good energy. You feel me? You never know what people are going through. You never know what people are going through. And if I could put a smile on somebody's face with speaking to them, with giving them something, with saying something that kind of changed their mood, then that's a plus. I don't always have good days, but you should never know that. You know what I'm saying? I try not to express that. Now, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, but I try not to, because I feel like I'm supposed to help. Like, I need to help you with whatever you got going on. I, you know what I'm saying? You, like, what's good, bro? Like, holler at me. Well, let's go do this. Let's, you know what I'm saying? I just try to bring a smile to people. Try to uplift them.
And you definitely do that, bro.
But that's good as long as you worry about yourself too.
Yeah, that's a good point too. Is because if you're not 100% yourself, how are you gonna put it into other people?
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's why you have
to faking it, and then you gotta fake it forever.
And that's her. That, yeah. Exactly. Now you gotta fake it forever. Now you're not yourself.
Yeah.
So that's an important thing too, and I try to be cognizant of that. But also, it helps me. What'll make me smile, what'll make me happy, is if I know I helped somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I know that I did something that changed the trajectory of your day in a positive way, I bet that's a plus for me.
That makes you feel better.
Absolutely. Gotcha. That let me know. I bet I fulfilled something.
You still got it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know I got that juice when it comes.
Yeah. I like that, man. What do you do to kind of take care of your mental health and put your make sure you're 100%? Do you do anything specifically, like
cry?
Say that again. That's a good one.
No, for real.
That's cry. Good.
Because I'm still going through some stuff with my mom's.
Yeah, sure.
So that kind of helps me.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to people. I see a counselor on a regular. I know that was always frowned upon, especially in Black culture. I can't speak for anything, but I can speak for Black culture, and seeing a mental health counselor or advisor, even if it wasn't frowned upon, it wasn't spoken on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I speak to somebody on a regular. Shout out Millie. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Millie.
That's somebody who I can go to and express myself, because even with a best friend, with people that you know, you can never, there's always shit that you feel like you can't be completely open and honest about.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's that third party who has no tie or anything, you can open up and unleash. And they'll help you see stuff that you wouldn't even know to look in that direction.
Mm.
So talking to somebody, prayer. I believe in my faith. Although sometimes it may not look like I walk in that, I do believe in it. Mm-hmm. And I just try to keep myself cognizant of you God's child for real. So act like it, pray, and wait for the answers, because they'll come. You just got to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And then also my son.
Oh, that's awesome.
My boy. he's me times 10. He's better than me.
No, wow.
He's better than me in everything. He's an athlete. He a better dancer. His swag, his personality. But
it all came from you, so give yourself them.
Yeah, give yourself the props, man. You obviously raised a dope child for sure.
And you know what I'm saying? His mom has a lot to do with that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I won't take anything from her. So, but I know, you know what I'm saying? Like y'all said, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make him proud as well. I don't ever want to put something on the internet or or for him to be able to go see some, for him to be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Or for other people to come, I look at your dad. I want to be like, yeah, look at my dad.
Yeah.
Or that's my dad. So my son, Aiden, shout out A to the T.
I like that, man. That's dope. A to the T. Yeah. That flows. I want to talk about E to the, well, Wheeler just said it, E to the T time.
Oh, yeah, E to the T time.
So that's something we got coming up, man. I'm excited for that.
So E to the T time is it's my first golf tournament. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, like, I'm a natural giver. I get that from my mother. She, you know, she'll give you the shirt off of her back. She always trying to feed people. And that's just kind of like something that kind of came on me in regards to like wanting to be a gifter. And so I started my nonprofit organization called Nothing But an E Thing. And it's my 501c3, and it's based on basically acts of services for the community while having a good time. Mm. And it started with a sock drive. Socks are the least donated but most requested item by the less fortunate. I've been doing that. This year will be year 7. Where I raised funds, crowdsourced, and did things for the community, but also I was able to raise funds for like a partnership that I have with the Sulzbacher, which is a homeless shelter downtown. I'm able to donate socks and other essential items that people don't even think about. We take for granted. Mm-hmm. We take stuff like socks, underwear, lotion, hand sanitizer, deodorant. Face mask, deodorant. We take that stuff for granted. That's stuff that is needed. Can you imagine? Just imagine not having. It's a bad day if my deodorant stick is out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going straight to the store
for sure
before I go anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? It's a bad day if I got a hole in my sock.
Mm-hmm.
Or imagine going to work with no underwear on.
There ain't no way. It ain't happening.
Right,
bro.
Right.
Yeah, I'm called out.
Too much movement. I never had. But that's just things that we don't even have to think about.
Yeah,
people like really live like this for real. Or dirty draws. Like, you don't want no dirty draws. So with my foundation, I was able to bring awareness to that, to raise funds, to be able to provide stuff like that. And it just kind of grew. In the last couple of years, I've had a sneaker ball, which brings awareness to that, you know, put you back to the drip check. You know what I'm saying? You put your suits on, get nice and fly, but you put your sneakers on.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? My sneaker ball, it's turned into a
That's
thing.
That's cool.
Yeah, and, you know, get fly, hang out. It's music, it's DJ, it's food, it's a vibe. Everybody fly, and you got sneakers on.
Yeah, comfortable.
That's clear. Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a vibe. And so Nothing But E Thing is just, you know, the sneaker ball is just one of the few things that I've done in the city. And with me trying to embrace the game of golf more, I saw that. I'm like, man, I could do a golf tournament for real, and that thing will slap.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to call it E to the T time. And it all kind of just like made sense. And so E to the T time, the inaugural golf classic will be Friday, May 31st at Fleming Island Golf and Country Club. And you know what I'm saying? Sign up, register,
go ahead.
etothet.com/etothet. Fill out your registration forms, get your foursomes, $100 per. It's going to be a good time. And this ain't just no regular golf event. Like,
love it.
What you got going on?
Oh, it's going to be prizes and stuff, but it's going to be like, it's going to be a mashup between Liv and the players.
Okay. Let's go.
You know what
Let's
I'm saying?
Go.
It ain't just like your regular. Nah, man, we hanging out, man. It's going to be DJs. It's going to be some drink. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to vibe, man. Just come pull up, have a good time, man. Come.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
And it's cool, too. Are you going to be playing in it?
I don't think I'm going to play because I want to rock out with everybody.
For sure.
If I'm playing, then I'm stuck
at
every hole. I'm going to be in a golf cart. I'm going to come to everybody. I might come take a shot on your joint. I'm going to come take a shot on your joint.
You're going to be
fucked up. Yeah. I'm going to try not to.
That's awesome, bro.
I just want to be a good time. And again, like, bring awareness for my cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Joey are big golfers as well. I was telling Joey, I was like, dude, is there
a
way
to sign up for it?
We both typically were busy on Fridays, but I was like, there's got to be a way we can kind of make this happen, dude, and get in there.
Man, pull up, man. And like I said, you don't have to golf because it's not just for the golfers, because where it's at, there's like a top golf simulator. We'll have bays, it's a bar, all that.
I love it.
Yeah, just come hang out. It's gonna be a DJ out there. The ladies, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. If we were talking about them golf fits, y'all know how
we talking about them sundresses, man.
Hey, me and Joey would have to pull up. We might have to get a couple of girls on our team, honestly. Then we're gonna have ET following us around the car all day. He's gonna be doing laps, boy. Yeah,
it's gonna be a vibe, man. But E to the T time is gonna be a good one. I hope to make it an annual thing.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. Shout out to you for doing that, man. Me and Joey have talked about doing something like that in the future, and it's like just that concept is such a, I mean, it's such a big event to try to put together, man. The fact that you're actually doing it is fucking legendary,
man. I'm telling you, man, it ain't easy, but like, if like being successful ain't easy, because if it was, everybody would be successful.
Yeah, everybody would be
successful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Talk to him.
And I ain't gonna lie though, this is what, episode 94?
94.
That takes work. So shout out to y'all boys, man.
They like, appreciate you.
Y'all set up in here, just the vibe. Like I said, I've been like, I watched it. I DM'd somebody about, I'm like, man, y'all doing y'all thing. Keep it up. And then for y'all to reach out to me to have me on here, man, I appreciate that. Like the way y'all have it set up, even in the bathroom, like I said, man, y'all got OG Session stickers in the bathroom, man. I might have put three of them in my pocket.
That's why they're in there, baby. Hey, you know we hooking you up with all the merch and shit too, but man. Nah, you gonna man, get
like,
blessed.
Like, keep it up, man. Like, proud of y'all. Like, keep it up, man.
Dude,
like,
thank you so much for saying that. Because I mean, I know for me, this is a huge guest or a huge just week for me, being because I've been listening to you on the radio for so long, and it's like you bring so much happiness to just my day, man.
Yeah.
Like, come on, somebody. And I love it when, you know, just starting off the day with the drill and just you guys having y'all's chemistry on the radio, and it just kind of sets me and Joey up for success as well. I take so many notes from your show, so just you saying that about this show, man, just means a lot, so thank you for real. Definitely knew it was... Eventually down the road, it has to happen. ET on the OG Sessions podcast.
Man, that's what's up, man. I hope this ain't my last time on the OG Sessions.
No. This is the first of many.
That's what's up.
There's an intro.
Yeah, 100%. Joe, you got anything else for him?
I just want to thank you for coming on, man. It was a pleasure talking to you, getting to know you.
Yeah, man. Appreciate y'all boys for having me, man.
Definitely looking forward to this one, man. So, first off, shout out to everybody that's listening to this episode right now. If you're on YouTube, make sure you subscribe, comment, like this episode, do all the full nine. If you are not a Patreon member yet, if you're not a certified OG on our Patreon,
you're slacking.
Man, if you're missing out on these secret sessions of me and Joey are doing,
you're flopping like LeBron.
Wild.
Bro.
That was the last one. That was I had to get one more in.
Also, I don't know if anyone's peeped it, but Joey's been highly active on X recently. So if you're, you know, looking
check
to
me out.
That's kind of a way to get, like, it's like a backdoor entrance to the pod. You know, for some of these guests that have kind of snuck in on X and, like, sent us those DMs, like, don't worry, we see you.
Just be tweeting on there, you know.
My dog been on the X, okay. My dog secretly on the X.
And it's still a tweet. It'll always be a tweet.
It's still a tweet. What do you call it, an X? I mean, it's a post. It's a tweet.
It's a tweet.
Yeah. It'll always be a tweet.
Yeah.
So once again, man, ET, shout out for being on the OG Sessions podcast.
Yes, sir.
An honor to have you on the show. And Joey, we'll see y'all boys next week. We are out.
Peace.